This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, our men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Save some money there on some of the things that we have. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the California person who has to put up with the likes of who?
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
It is none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Don't you just want to throw something when you hear that?
Well, it's, that's quite a quote. Yep.
All right. Well, I got it all here. These little things I got. These buttons are amazing. All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to go to the telephone line because on the telephone line, we have the one, the only, the infamous, I don't know if he's running for mayor, but he might be, and if he doesn't, he should be, because he thinks he can win, and that's Mikey Clearwater. Go for it.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? You know, Kyle, I was sitting there the other day, and I just kind of was thinking about this for quite some time. You know, our country has kind of become, we find ourselves at this like crossing point, and the two parties, the you know, all of these things that are going on and all of the fighting, and I can't help but remember back to 2001 when September 11th happened, and, you know, when that happened, everybody just sort of put their fighting down and put it aside, and they all came together, and we kind of, you know, consoled each other through that, and then we basically was able to you know, make peace with it and move on. So my question to you, Kyle, and I really hope this doesn't happen, is it going to take some kind of massive tragedy like what happened 20 years ago or 21 years ago to get people to kind of come together? Because if we've gotten to the point where that has to happen for us to kind of work together nicely, and I think we're in big trouble. And I just want your thoughts on that. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yes. Well, yeah, 21 years ago or so, we had, no. Well, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 years ago, we had an existential threat that obviously came against our nation. And the mindset then was that here you had people attacking America, attacking our way of life, attacking our values, attacking our system of government. Everything was under attack at that point. And you're right, people did rally against that because they felt like, well, wait a minute, we're all in this together. So over that successive 20 years, of course, you still have the ongoing assault in the education system, and sort of culminating into 2020 when suddenly everything about America is bad. We're a racist country, they say. We have no justice. We have no equity. We have no, it would be much better if we were all communists or socialists because the American capitalist system is so horrible. And on it would go. And so that existential threat has morphed into some folks here on the inside, quote unquote, of the country, trying to take it down literally from the inside. So I hope it doesn't take an existential threat. We know that places like China and Russia, they pose great geopolitical risk, not only to the United States, but to our allies. Iran, for example, as a proxy in many ways for places like Russia and so forth, or at least could be used as that. The unrest in the Middle East. But yes, I'm hoping that as we see what happens when people are able to take over in the sense of downing the United States, that people rise up and say, nope, that's not who we are, and we'll come against you as well, in the sense that we'll vote you out of office.
Well, I remember, because I was there, seeing the end result of people jumping out of the building and landing in the street and landing on the roofs around us and hearing the splat, and that's what it was, splat. And that's the thing that I'll take to my grave as long as I live, because those people gave up hope. Now, I'm not giving up hope, but I am going to say this. We need to get our act together, and soon, and we're going to go to the call or the phone line again right now. Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't understand that the left hates us, you don't know anything about politics, okay? They'll run us over. I remember when Rubio lost to Trump and he was running against the guy over there for the Senate seat, and they asked me who won the debate between Rubio and the guy, and I said Rubio won the debate. He admitted that he ran for president. He couldn't win. Everybody wanted Trump. And I said, let me tell you something. The left will kill their mother if they have to get in politics. They'll kill mine first. Thank God she's in heaven. But they'll kill their own if they have to. That's the left. You need to toughen up.
All righty, the computer cut him off. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. If you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Well, I'll give you the phone number. 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mark. Armed American Radio is the host. He's the host of Armed American Radio. You can hear his monster cast on Sunday nights, live 8 to 11 p.m. on many of these same stations. And don't forget his daily defenses on from 4 to 5 in the afternoon. Check with your local station and directory to find out where he's heard. And you can always get him on armedamericanradio.org on the website. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, Mike Lindell, who's entrusted me in telling you about their products. And guess what? I've got a MyPillow. I had a MyPillow before I started doing this, and I really liked it. And I had been using the MyPillow that he gave me to sleep on for keeping my foot elevated in the air. Well, now I've got two more MyPillows, and guess what? I'm back to sleeping with a MyPillow, and I forgot how comfortable it was and how refreshed it made me feel when I woke up. I felt like I slept for 8 hours, even though I might have only slept for two, because it really does work. These pillows are amazing. And the other thing is you know how your bed sheets warm up and your pillow gets hot and maybe you get a little sweaty and this, that, and the other? MyPillow won't do that. It will not do that. So think about that for a second. And by the way, you'll save $40 on a MyPillow, the lowest price ever right now, $29.98. And all you got to do is go to their website, MyPillow.com, use the product code CAPTAIN, that's it, and you'll get it for that price. Now, if you want to call them, you can call them at 800-641-5459 and order whatever you want to order over there. But I'd suggest you go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the products they got there because they've got a lot of products that you would not expect them to have. And Kyle Warren, I know, has seen them. But 800-641-5459, use the product code CAPTAIN. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Well, folks, they say go to MyPillow.com. You're going to save a lot of money, and you're going to get those deep discounts. All you've got to do is put in the product code CAPTAIN.
Yep, and you've seen the products they've got over there, especially the stuff that came out of the big box stores that they put in the catalog to sell it.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of stuff. You know, the MyPillow towel set. You've also got, of course, those slippers. I've got my eye on those slippers, I'll tell you that much, Cap.
They look pretty good. And they can even be worn as sandals, they say.
That's right. That's right. The Giza Dream Sheets, it's all there.
All right, I got two questions for you. Ready for the first one?
Yep.
Where's Hunter Biden?
Where is Hunter Biden? That's a good question.
Okay. All right. Now I got the second question for you. Ready?
Yep.
Where's Congressman Mo Brooks?
Well, that's also another good question. He's being actively sought after by another U.S. representative, by the way.
Yeah, when it's got a lawsuit going against him.
That's right.
And Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani and Donald Trump Jr.
That's right. And that's none other than Eric Swalwell.
Yeah, and Eric Swalwell needs to go find his little Chinese spy, and maybe she can find him.
Well, that's right. You know, I got to tell you, this guy is nothing but entertaining sometimes. But, if I were him, I might want to, like, not really call a lot of attention to myself at this point.
Well, he's a joke. He's a joke, and he's another guy. The guy's on the House Intelligence Committee. Are you killing me?
Yeah, oh, I know, yeah. And any other representative who had the same kind of compromising, shall we say, history here, that it at the very least is worth finding out more about, he would be off the House Intelligence Committee, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, and we've got a question coming in here. Yeah, we do. Question coming in from Backgammon Bob. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Kevin. Does Fauci retain any culpability for his deception on the virus? And on a lighter note, he's getting a congressman from somewhere or other, God knows, I don't know, is asking about gender equity for crash dummies.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. We'll try and answer that for you. Gender for crash dummies. Okay. You gotta love it.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I mean, you know, stranger things have happened.
Well, it's like these dolls, you know, the blow-up dolls.
Right.
That's the first thing that comes to mind.
That's right. Exactly.
Oh, well. Okay. No, not with a 10-foot pole. Thank you very much. But anyway, Mo Brooks, okay, spilled the beans to begin with on Swalwell and came out and pretty much put Swalwell in the hot seat. So Swalwell is going back because Nancy chose to leave him alone. But before I go to the caller that's on the line, I want to mention one more thing here, and that is Congressman Mike Waltz from Florida. He happens to be a reserve United States Army colonel, and he was a Green Beret that went over and served overseas. He's the only Green Beret in Congress that's currently serving as a congressman. And he went after AOC, who claimed that she and members of Congress served in a war during the Capitol riots on January 6th, and she's suffering from PTSD, and she needs help, as well as the other members there, because they're just so shocked by all the things that happened. If she even had a remote idea of what a war was, she would have kept her mouth shut.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, Captain. That cheapens the whole idea of what PTSD really is for our fighting men and women in the service. And, if AOC ever wants to really understand what it's like, then you could tell her some stories, I think, about what it's really like to be in full-on combat.
I'm not the only one, because I'm going to go to the phone line right now. We've got Eric in Seminole, who's a veteran himself. What would you like to say to the story about AOC?
She can go pack sand, as far as I'm concerned. I'll meet her out back in PT gear and a full canteen of water, and we'll talk things over. That's just my opinion. We do PLFs till the cows come home. But, thanks for taking my call, sir. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, real quick, kind of segueing in on what Mike from Clearwater was talking about the Patriot Act, people coming together and this, that, and the other. And it kind of segues into what Swalwell's doing with Mo Brooks. Here's the thing. Yeah, I could be mistaken, but did not President Biden and his administration come out within the past 36 hours saying that they're going to go after corruption and they're going to root out corruption and we're going to be the anti-corruption party and this is about anti-corruption?
Yes.
Well, how did that
you follow me, right? I think the Vice President Harris is going to speak, address something to that effect. Here's the thing. You got the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act was born out of the Omnibus Terrorist Act of 1995, authored by then-Senator Joe Biden and former Senator, Daschle. Senator Daschle from, I think, what, North Dakota, South Dakota?
No, South Dakota.
Here's the situation on that. Today's issue, that the existential threat that we face, in my opinion, is the medicalization of everything. You could not have the Emergency Use Authorization Act without the declarative act that was born out of the Patriot Act that gave the Health and Human Services secretary power to declare a state of emergency. Now that's all fine and good when we all think about the ramifications of traditional terrorism or counterterrorism operations, the use of biological or chemical agents, weapons of mass destruction. And I'm sure, Captain, you're familiar with that from your days, with FDNY, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Has Whopper training and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
So here's the situation. Are we going to come together? In my opinion, no. And here's why. Because, like I said, the medicalization of everything, we're shipping unlicensed, unapproved vaccines that are only being used under emergency use authorization overseas now. The president wants to ship all this stuff globally. Does anyone in their right mind think it's not going to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration when there's going to be, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people?
We're running out of time, so you got to wrap it up.
Yeah, roger that. And as far as AOC and all those other knuckleheads, bring it. I'll take you down range and, let's go rock. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, sir.
Right.
Thanks, gentlemen, Semper Fi.
Thank you very much, Semper Fi, to you, Eric. Thank you very much. And Kyle, he's right on with what he's talking about.
Well, sure, exactly. Yeah, through the lens of whether or not terrorists would have released a biological agent, which was very, very much speculated about back then, especially. Yes, that's where they were trying to set these things in place. But I think what Eric is talking about is that now, under what we've seen happen with coronavirus, suddenly you've got people who are able to utilize those particular statutes, and then did it really work out for in the best possible way? That's the question.
Yeah, and Tucker Carlson, Wealth of Information, Fox News, they have their moments when they're really good. One America News Now has their moments. Newsmax, I watch a lot of Newsmax because I've got two televisions on right now. One of them is on Fox. The other one is on Newsmax. So we're getting both sides of the issue here.
That's all right.
Hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, we're coming right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number right now.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is heading off to London next week to meet with the Queen during his G7 trip.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the US, UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
On June 16th in Geneva, Switzerland, Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's also expected to meet with Swiss President Guy Parmelin and Foreign Minister Ignacio Cassis. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it. And by the way, Frank will be around in about an hour and a half from now. You want to stick around for him and listen to what we're going to be talking about because we're going to light it up. We're going to light it up. I will guarantee you that one. All right, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, remember, Geico is a company that I've done business with for going on 18 years. And I can only tell you, knock on wood, here we go. There's the wood. I save money with it every year. Now, for two reasons. Number one, no accidents. That's a 10% discount every year. And this past year, it was a 15% discount. They knocked off the policy for everybody because of the pandemic. Now, they've not increased the rate yet. I know they probably will. But in the meantime, we're enjoying saving some money. So, go over to Geico, GEICO.com. That's the website. It all starts there. Take a look at what they have to offer, and then get a cost comparison for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, too. And don't forget, your homeowners and renters insurance or even your condo insurance is all going to save you money, because if you bundle all that together, you will save a bunch of money at Geico. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. Geico, GEICO.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the United States of Florida is moving along pretty good. I used that expression yesterday a couple times at the lunch table down at Mason's.
Yes,
people,
I love it.
People
yeah.
liked it. Now, Ron DeSantis, we are so blessed in having him as a governor. I knew he was a sharp cookie when I got to talk to him several times on the campaign trail, mano a mano, one-on-one. I knew he was a sharp cookie. He just really impressed me with some of the things that he said. And I had met his father at the Tampa Bay Trump Club meetings, and I got a chance to talk to him. So there you go. And the things that I heard just reinforced what I'd heard from the Son when I heard it from the Father. So, you know, the apple doesn't fall very far from the tree, right?
That's right.
But Governor DeSantis says he's going to enforce the Florida law against the vaccine passports that you've heard thrown around a little bit, because the cruise lines coming back in July to Florida say that they'll only let people on board their ships if they've been vaccinated and can prove it. The only way you can prove it is with the vaccine card that shows that you had your shots, right?
That's right.
So I don't know where that's going to go. I don't know if it means Florida's going to lose the cruise ship lines. I would kind of doubt that, because what are they going to do? Take you out 3 miles offshore to the boat?
Right, yeah, that would be untenable, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they'll work something out. But, you know, I get it. You show up with a piece of paper that shows you've been vaccinated, and you put it back in your wallet or whatever, but you don't walk around with, like, a vaccine card. And, by the way, there's something else. They were putting like a yellow wristband or some sort of color wristband on people to certify them as being vaccinated, so they could, oh, I know where it was, movie theaters, so they could go in and out of the movie theaters. Did you hear about that?
I have not heard about that in particular, but obviously venues like this are places where a lot of people are going to congregate, maybe different than going into a grocery store, for example, in and out. I wouldn't be surprised that private companies like that are struggling with how are they going to administer this, because they're still going to be worried about liability. I think that's what's going to be driving so much of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to say, well, you said you were vaccinated, but they really weren't vaccinated, so you put me in risk because you didn't verify the person was really vaccinated, and on it would go. And so that's why I think that's a big, big part of this. And it's going to be interesting to see whether or not you can either compel compel businesses to not check for vaccinations or COVID status. And there's all kinds of stuff. There's privacy involved, and so it's all going to be hammered out at some point.
All right, and Sally, hello to you in Plano, Texas. She just sent me something. I'll have to look at it during the break. But it's the information about the House representative that wants gender equality for the crash test dummies.
Interesting. Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. How is that? Aren't they inanimate objects or something?
Well, if you're going to do it that way, Sally, then we need to include it with the CPR dummies.
Yeah.
Okay, because you've got male and female CPR dummies.
Mm-hmm.
That you work with, for obvious reasons, because you have to learn what not to do and what where to push and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. So it is what it is. But anyway, geez, it's craziness.
Well, yeah, I always thought the crash test dummy thing was more of a exercise in physics, what happens in violent crashes to, objects and that is to be occupants in the car and so forth. I always thought it was more like math equations and stuff that they would be ultimately looking at.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, Joe Biden, once again, has tapped Vice President Kamala Harris for something that she may or may not be able to do. She's done such a great job on the border, right?
Right.
Well, she's going to run point on voting rights.
Well, now, is she going to show up for that? You know, I guess she probably will, because that's something that they can get a lot of mileage on.
Well, listen to this. Today I'm asking Vice President Harris to help these efforts and lead them. Among her many responsibilities, Biden said during a speech in Tulsa, Oklahoma, with her leadership and your support, we're going to overcome again, I promise you. But it's going to take a hell of a lot of work. In other words, the administration's efforts to protect voting rights from the Republican-led states that passed election reform measures that take the right to vote away from people.
Well, that's the angle that they have. And that's the angle that a lot of the news...
I got an angle for them.
What's that?
They're full of bull.
Well, right, of course. Because even the media wants to spin things as those Republicans are trying to, they're suppressing the vote, they're trying to keep people, they're attacking our democracy and this kind of thing, when in reality what they don't want is they don't want to close loopholes or other
loopholes you can drive a truck through, as it were, in terms of being able to commit in any kind of voter fraud. We're not talking about the 2020 election in particular, but it's interesting that they can't even agree that people should not be able to have the opportunity to commit fraud, and but they, of course that's what they like because they feel it benefits them.
Yeah, and of course the CDC, as you might know, has just stepped into the middle of the cruise ship controversy here in Florida, so I don't know what's going to happen there, but we'll see. I have everybody confidence in the governor.
Well, right, and what Governor DeSantis has done, he has developed a consistency that is of leadership that is going to serve him well.
Now, we need to talk about Iran. Iran is on its way with two of their naval ships. One of them is similar to the one that burnt and sank the other day, with some cargo that we can see what some of it is on the decks of the ships, and that's those Iranian fast boats, and they're headed to where, Kyle?
Venezuela, yeah.
Yeah, the problem is we know what they put on the fast boats. They have ammunition. They also can have a tow missile. They also can have torpedoes. But that would be below decks because we're not seeing them on the boats right now. So to that, I say we're probably going to see a confrontation between Venezuela and either the United States and Great Britain, Canada, or France, because we're all down there in that section of South America patrolling the waters.
That's right. Yeah, what we can't see is very, very concerning. But even those fast attack boats, they can easily be used against American Coast Guard ships. How about this? Commercial shipping, cruise lines, when they're, you know, actually cruising and so forth.
Yep.
This is very, very concerning to project. They're trying to project their power into that part of the
and
world.
And the Democratic governor in Nevada has just guaranteed that Nevada will stay blue for quite a while by permanently expanding mail-in voting access in Nevada.
That's right. That's right. There's also something afoot where Nevada may want to be the first presidential primary state.
That's the thing I heard.
Yeah, we'll see it because, well, New Hampshire will simply say, we'll move it back another week. You know, it'll finally be to where the primaries in, you know, the January before the election year, who knows, or you know, even further back than that.
Yeah, and the thing of it is, folks, is that you folks out in Nevada, and we've got a couple of great affiliates out there, Las Vegas, and hello to all our friends there in Reno. Hello to our friends in Reno. You need to do something about that state. You need to talk to the people and say, hey, man, smarten up. You have no idea what you've just done to yourself.
Right.
For this governor. Smarten up. But we'll see. All right. Coming right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Going to take a look at the highways and byways again. And we got plenty to talk about, so Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband Don. They run the Double D Ranch just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ha out there to everybody down there at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J, the Drivers, Truckers, Highway, and Byway Report. And don't forget, pull on into a Flying J, get yourself a free high cup of coffee. And once you're a member of the Drivers Club, you get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker's store. Save them up. You can spend them just like money. All right, here we go. It's a Deep Purple kind of night. We'll be right back.
Deep Purple and Hush, and that's from back in the day, too. Kyle, how old is that one?
That goes back to 1968.
All righty.
Yeah. So just a few years before before Smoke on the Water. That's right.
1968. Gee whiz. I know where I was. All right. Now, let's get into the weather. I'm going to read you the weather statement, then turn it over to Kyle. Now, severe thunderstorms are likely today across portions of the Northeast and Middle Atlantic. These storms will mainly produce damaging winds, but hail and a tornado or two are also possible. Meanwhile, a pronounced heat ridge with potential record high temperatures will continue out west before gradually shifting towards the upper Midwest over the next couple of days. Go for it.
Thank you, Captain. Up in the northeast corner of Montana tonight, we have fire weather warning, but that's really dry thunderstorms. You can also have some lightning that could ignite fires. You can have gusty winds. So if you're coming across U.S. Highway 2 in that area, you're going to encounter that environment tonight. Also, in central Washington, down through central Oregon, down to the California border, we've got also gusty winds, very low humidity. So if you're coming across I-90, if you're heading up and down U.S. 97, going across U.S. 20, or you are going up and down U.S. 395, you're going to encounter those gusty winds, a potential for that anyway, tonight. And then, of course, excessive heat in the high deserts in Southern California leading over to Las Vegas on Interstate 15. Las Vegas, Captain, can clock in on Friday at 110 forecast. Also, St. George, Utah has also an excessive heat warning. And also, our friends in Salt Lake City tonight, they'll be looking at 98 degrees tomorrow. So be careful out there.
Oh, boy, 98, is that all?
That's all, yeah, but that's a lot for Salt Lake City, absolutely.
All righty, well, here we go. We'll start in North Dakota, move right over rapidly to Minnesota. North Dakota, if you're on I-29 from Fargo all the way up to the Canadian border, you've got a fire weather warning up there tonight, and as you get north of Fargo about 40 miles or 50 miles, you're going to have it across about half the state all the way to the Canadian border. Up there, Moorhead, Minnesota, you've got a fire weather warning up there. And then you've got a watch, which is over towards the Twin Cities and up on the Canadian border. But right now in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the area there, you've got a very poor air quality alert there for some stagnant air that's in the vicinity. Maybe burning all those pallets and whatnot there finally got to them, huh, Kyle?
Right, yeah, there's more fires set, exactly, yes.
Yeah, because they did have a disturbance there last night, so who knows. And then, of course, we've got a lot of fog right now in the Cincinnati area, Louisville area, I-71, I-64, I-70, I-75. A lot of fog right there right now coming out of Kentucky, going up into Ohio, up about 75 miles or so of I-75, and then... it looks like as if the southeastern corner of Indiana, we have fog there. And then we've got fog Cincinnati probably running along the border, it looks like, for about 40 or 50 miles. So be advised of that, and that's going to slow your trip down a little bit. Now, meanwhile, up in northeastern Ohio tonight, we've got some wind up in there with a possibility for some rain later in the day. It looks like as if there could be some storms kicking up. Same thing for Tennessee. Got some weather there that could be kicking up. And also in North Georgia tonight, we've got the possibility for some storms to kick in there. Now, we got rid of the rain that we had in Carolina and Virginia, but we've got some of the flash flood watches and warnings left behind, and more of that will be coming. And then, of course, don't forget that today here in Florida, the breezes are such in the afternoon that you'll have more rain, scattered thunderstorms in different areas. And, of course, Corpus Christi, Texas, south down to Brownsville, rain right now, some low-level flooding as well. And, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to Kyle Warren Show. CowboyLogic.com.
I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And don't go anywhere, because right around the corner, coming up as soon as I push this little button, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Former President Donald Trump on Thursday blasted infectious disease expert Little Dr. Fauci, and for the early misinformation that he put out there on the coronavirus pandemic. I've had a lot of people ask me, can he be held responsible for that legally?
Can Fauci be held responsible?
Like as in a lawsuit?
For misinformation?
Yep.
I don't want to answer that question.
I don't either, I kind of doubt it, because you can't sue the government about, you know, when they put a report out there. If they're wrong and they admit they're wrong, okay, that's one thing. But if they don't, then the answer is yes, I think.
No, you can sue the government. Just our government gets sued often. But the defense would be this.
Mm-hmm.
Medicine is a science, and science is always challenged. And, you know, there are theories and there are trials and, like a laboratory trial.
Sure.
Tests and those kinds of things. So, based on some other things that may, in fact, be in the emails that we are uncovering, there could be some things that he could be liable for. Now, remember, some of those emails are, in fact, redacted.
Right.
And the reason that they're redacted are two. There are two reasons. One is for trade secrets. And the other is for a investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So something is already in the pipeline when it comes to all things Fauci and the National Institute of Health. So if there's already an investigation going on, and the investigation appears to have to do with Peter Daszak.
All right, hold that thought, because we're going to go to break right now. There goes the clip. All right, and we'll be right back with Denise Simon. By the way, former President Trump chimed in yesterday. He wants to see the United States go after China for $10 trillion. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why a shotgun? Why a shotgun?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.